Welcome back, boys and girls. Pleasure having you with us. Henrik here with Red Ice TV. Have another great interview for you guys lined up. We have two guys from the Plaid Army back with us on the show, Derek Rance and Raging Humanist. How are you fellas doing? Good to see you boys again.
I live in a nightmare where everyone's got diapers on their faces. The government took all the guns and saying things are illegal. Henrik, how are you?
Very good. How are you doing, Derek?
I live beside him. Good. How are yourself?
Very good. Good to see you both again. It's been quite a ride since I saw you guys last, but it's always a pleasure talking to you boys. And I have a number of things lined up here today I want to get into, from COVID to the censorship issues to, there's just so much nuttiness going on with this current meeting with, I just quickly turn into it, Attorney General Barr is doing something on Antifa, I think it is. It's kind of interesting. And the violence and all the shit that's been going on in Portland. We might show a little bit from that later. But give us a little overview, boys, of the Corona COVID situation in Canada. Is it's still full throttle, pedal to the metal, this is it kind of thing?
Well, I don't know.
I think Rage can answer best there.
Yeah, you've had to deal with the couple of provinces. So.
Yeah, I've actually just traveled across the country. I'm originally from the east coast of Canada in Nova Scotia, and I lived there. I grew up there, and I've traveled around with the military and such. But I just relocated to Saskatchewan, actually out west. And it really depends on where you are. Western Canada is Alberta, Saskatchewan are not really concerned about it. No one's really gives a damn. The social distancing, the rest, it's all very cosmetic at best, and there's not really. But when you go into the interior, Ontario, Toronto, Montreal, Ottawa, like a lot of these big cities, and on the East Coast where they have an entire province locked down still, there's checkpoints for the Obersturmführer has to check your papers just to enter and exit the province. Imagine going between states. You know, no, you can't come into this state without the proper paperwork, and that's all going on, and they're terrified to death, and masks are mandatory on the East Coast. In one province and several cities are being mandatory. I was denied service. I didn't even try to get service, let's be honest. I turned around and walked away as soon as I saw the no mask, no service sign. I just flipped them off the left, and I went to a gas station, and they actually taped the over the safety instructions of the gas pump, you know, like, don't start a fucking fire. Don't, you know, use all the things that it says not to do at a gas pump. And they taped over that with the fairy tale make-believe. And it said, don't, if you're not wearing a mask, there's no service, no mask, no service.
Meaning that turn on the pump. The fire and the smokes, those are okay now. That's out the window.
That's minor, because we're talking about the bubonic plague from space that has a 90,000% death rate. It kills you several times over. It's so deadly. So I drove around. I luckily have anticipated this. I feel filled my car with gasoline in the trunk, and I just drove 15 meters away where they could see me standing there looking at me, and I just started filling gas, watching them from the parking lot, like, great job, I keep the money now, you go broke, bye-bye. And if you wanted to stop and use the bathroom at a McDonald's or whatever, you can't. Everything west of Sudbury was no mask, no service. And then once you get into Western Canada, no one cares. So it's very disjointed out here. Is the kind of the right leaning people in Alberta, Saskatchewan, Manitoba, parts of BC, and then you get into liberal hell in Ottawa and Toronto and Montreal, and then it extends further east where everyone's just kind of apathetic and, oh geez, bye, everything seems to be doing fine out here. I don't see much of a problem. Like, they're just, so it's not good, and we're broke, as you, I'm sure you know, like, we're spending
everybody
money
is, yeah,
to insane degrees. They've taken the guns away. They're, you know, coming up with new, there's scandal after scandal. No one, there's tens of thousands of people coming in the country. Nobody knows where they are. They can't deport them. And, you know, crime exploding, you know, unemployment is, I think, at 14% now and rising rapidly. So yeah, you know, hope for the future.
Jesus. I saw, was it the, you guys had it on platarmor.com, Nova Scotia, no public inquiry. I didn't have time to look at the video yet. What was that? What's that about?
Oh, so this is actually interesting that you brought this up today. They just backtracked on this. This was me the other day. Initially there was the massacre there. Gabriel Wartman was a 56-year-old denturist who, for reasons unknown and may never be known, went on a rampage and killed 22 people at random, allegedly. There's no photos or video or evidence really other than the RCMP saying so. And they didn't, I don't know if you're aware, familiar with the story, but they didn't, they sent out a tweet at 11:30 at night, Saturday night, and nothing else until he was shot and killed by officers like noon the next day. Meanwhile, he killed, you know, the initial crime scene had 13 victims, and they didn't alert the public. They didn't set up a cordon. They didn't do anything. They refused help from other police departments, Truro, Halifax, but did call in reinforcements of their own. The RCMP, they'd be like the FBI refusing help from local police. No, we'll just get our own people. We're going to keep this in-house. Call them away from New Brunswick, hours away. And then finally, you know, everyone was like, just let the facts come out. Just let the investigation. They decided they're going to investigate themselves. The government will appoint its own panel without the power to subpoena evidence or you know, compel witnesses to testify under oath or anything like that. That was what they wanted. But because of the public fury, I guess, in the last couple of days, they've backtracked. I was actually reading that just before I sat down.
So, oh, okay.
There may well be a public inquiry. I don't imagine the government's going to cooperate too well, but we'll see what happens.
Is there any official explanation for motive or why? Or is this like the Las Vegas shooting? It's just, we don't know.
Yes. So. Well, very, very similar to that, yes. And he also made a $400,000 cash withdrawal, which you need, you know, special permission to even do.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people saying this he was an employee of the RCMP, the police. He had relatives in the RCMP. He had a mock-up replica police car, a replica uniform. For years, they knew about this. So, you know,
well, some of the stuff that I was reading today about it was that he had talked about with police enforcement about having areas to burn bodies. He's talked about importing drugs, importing guns. So there's a lot coming out about the story now. But the one thing they are sure about is that we need to ban legal guns here in Canada for everybody to be safe.
Yeah, this was the excuse they used to ban everything, and all of his weapons came illegally sourced from the United States anyway. So this law would have prevented nothing. It could be going to. The same thing could happen tomorrow. It would make no difference whatsoever. And all the same people are still in charge. Two officers opened fire for seemingly no reason on a fire hall filled with people. I think personally, there was never an explanation given on that. I think it's because they wanted to have the ballistics of a long barrel rifle, whatever the ones the RCMP's issued. Like, oh, look, we've got some 223, 556 rounds in this building. Scary assault rifle. Well, ban the assault rifle. You know, I think they were inventing evidence. Otherwise, I can't. That's the best explanation I can imagine, because the RCMP's explanation is crickets. There isn't one. Witnesses saw two cops pull up and just start shooting at a building for no reason.
If you follow the story along as the some of the eyewitness accounts come out, you look at the eyewitness videos and you see them execute somebody in a car. And as far as we know, the only person that was executed in a car was supposed to have been done by Gabriel Wertman, the perpetrator. He was supposedly killed. I forget the other RCMP officer's name. I apologize.
Constable Heidi Stevenson was the one that was killed. And allegedly, again, by Wartman, people have their doubts, and I don't blame them because, again, like, well, why would they? Well, they've already lied several times. They lied about, they said, you know, in the days after, when did you know that he had this replica car? This is days after, right, or 2 days. And they said, oh, we found out about it Sunday morning. Sunday morning is when we found out about it. No, they've known about it since 2016. There was complaints, multiple complaints. Does he have any family members in the RCMP? Where could he have gone? Oh, no, this suspect has no family members. Lied again. He does have immediate family members in the RCMP, and on. And they lied about not knowing if he had a firearms permit or not. They said they don't know, but they're the ones that control that.
Is this him right here in the footage? They just cut away.
That's the only known footage of him, yeah.
Yeah,
he gets out, takes the jacket off and gets back in. Yeah. So, I mean, that alone, and again, you're taking their word for it, that he did all of this by himself for no reason. And there was a lot of fires set that night. There was several buildings burned down. Like, this guy, he got a lot done in 16 hours or 18 hours, whatever it was, for seemingly no reason at all.
Wow. There was also rumors about him moving drugs into the jail houses. A couple of the houses that he burnt down apparently were grow ops. This is all allegedly. Like, these are rumors that are flying around local rumors.
And that's, you know, and this is what happens. They get angry that, oh, we don't want people to start a conspiracy theories. Well, then answer people's questions. When you don't answer questions and you just say nothing, it just leaves people to speculate. Like, did you burn them down, or the police destroying evidence? So, what is going on? And, you know, but now there's finally, at least there's going to be a public inquiry. We'll see where that goes. I mean, that's far from the end of that. You know, this is the federal government we're talking about. Just because there's going to be an inquiry doesn't mean.
No, never. The Warren Commission, the 9/11 report. I mean, they have all these inquiries all the time. Yeah.
I referenced that in the video. I think, what is this, the JFK, you know, and the Warren Commission and everything? And it was very similar. And they tried to get away with appointing their own people by public safety, or the disgraced Toronto Police Chief Bill Blair, who's an alcoholic imbecile and had, you know, violated so many people's rights during the G7 protests when he was mayor of Toronto. He wishes when he was police chief there at that time.
You watch. Mayor of Toronto will be his next run.
But regardless, boys, just as usual, regardless of what the who and the why, it's a perfect opportunity to finally just grab the guns, right? That's how it goes, right? So
yeah. They don't come with better opportunities.
Yeah, like in their minds it is, and it's like, factually, this makes no sense. You want to ban? They ban 1,500 firearms immediately, and they're adding more every day: shotguns, crossbows, 22s, websites, coffee beans, anything. Like, it was ridiculous. This arbitrary list: pellet guns, BB guns, toy guns, everything. And
hopefully, because of these moves that they brought in,
will have no effect at all. None. Like, your problem is, oh well, where did he get the guns? He got them illegally from the United States. Well, that sounds like a border control problem. No, we're gonna disarm the law-abiding population because it has nothing to do with safety.
Just call it military style firearms, and then you can get away with it.
It means no more in itself.
I think a lot of people actually woke up to the fact of what they're doing here, because they're claiming, okay, the RCMP will keep you safe if you give up your guns. Yet at the same time, it gave them a 16-hour response time for them to get somewhere when the worst mass killing in Canada ever happened. So
a lot of people are saying they have to defend themselves. I had that exact conversation with somebody like maybe a month before this happened. Like, what do you even need guns for? It was like, number one, and this is the big problem with the gun lobby in Canada versus the United States, who knows exactly what they're for, and they're not shy about it, and they don't beat pussyfoot around it. Like, the number one reason, hunting's nice and sports shooting is nice and all that is very nice. However, this is like a break glass in case of tyranny is what this is. This is so you have an armed populace that can resist a state that gets out of control. It was built into the Constitution for a reason, because they know they just escaped a tyrannical system. They're not going to, set the conditions for this to happen again. We don't have that here. And so they say, we're just sports shooters and target shooters. Like, that is not a good enough argument. The argument needs to be, if you guys go crazy, which every indication points to socialism everywhere you look.
Yep.
Maduro in Venezuela.
While we're on that topic, I want to bring this up. A Plaid Army member sent me this book, Barry Holland, No More Mr. Nice Guy, and it's a guide to defending yourself, family, and property in Canada. And he goes into the specifics about how you are actually allowed to defend yourself. And I'm looking forward to getting into this. So. I'll know more about this the next time we talk, I guess.
Oh, cool. Is that a new book?
No, I think it's been out for a while, but this guy is...
Show the cover again to the cameras so we can see it. Could be good, too.
He's probably racist. Yeah, he's a racist bigot for sure.
He has the flag there. Well, his face is white, so that says something there. You know? Yeah.
I think that's a hate crime, isn't it?
No more Mr. Nice Guy. All right, cool.
If you're a white person with a problem and you're angry about anything, you're definitely racist.
That's right. Absolutely.
Military style. That's a misnomer. And it's, what does that mean? Military style.
What cannot be used in a
job?
What cannot be used by an army? Anything can be used by the army. So is that military style, toilets? Right. Let's ban them all.
Vague. Yeah. For a military style. Yeah.
Semi-automatic military style assault tires.
Yeah. We got to ban tires because what about all the van attacks, the Ryder truck van rental attacks, killing hundreds of people with those,
shit.
No sense of that. But like the Lee Enfield, that was issued to frontline combat troops. That you can still buy that.
Yeah.
Is that not a military style? It's silly. They just don't want to have. They just don't want an armed population.
They're doing it on purpose. They're tricking the population. They use assault rifle and military style rifles. And if you want to break down the specifics of that, what they could be talking about is fully automatic, which has been banned in Canada since 1977.
Right.
So they're just using a play on words to make everybody think, nobody should have an assault rifle.
Yeah, why should we? A military. And then, just as you said, Rage, I mean, think about it. Even if you look at the U.S. Constitution and the Second Amendment, it doesn't specifically say which weapon. It just says arms. And at the time, of course, that meant anything. Because if the idea of the Second Amendment is to keep government at bay when they get out of control, then reasonably there should be no limit to what type of arms the populace should have access to, including, and I know this gets kind of problematic, but including fucking nukes. Like, because if they have them and can get them, what does it matter if you have, a couple of air rifles to fire back at, right? I mean, it's crazy. Yeah.
You would hope that there is something in the law in America or military papers saying that you can't nuke your own country or civilian population. But
there's not even supposed to be a standing army in the United States. At all. It's not even supposed to exist. And actually, it was Obama that changed the rule or the law in shortly after the Boston bombing, or maybe shortly before that, that allowed the use of U.S. military troops to be deployed against its own citizens inside the United States. That used to be absolutely not, but now it's fair game.
Posse Comitatas, what is it called or something?
Yep, I
think so. Well, you just got to rename them, don't you? Just call them feds, or you call them an alphabet agency or whatever it is.
Yeah. True.
Yep.
All right. So
that's what the RCMP was. Actually, they were a military. They used to be called the Northwest Mounted Rifles or something. And they said, you can't just form a military. How do you? Like, never mind. They're cops now. Yeah, you're cops. That's it. Yeah, see, we're police. Yeah.
Really? Is that the history?
They'll just come up with whatever. They'll just make it up.
Interesting.
It's the government. That should be the government's slogan for everywhere. Hi, we're the government. We just make shit up.
Yep.
That's how they do everything in every country.
We do whatever the hell we want. Yeah, we covered this story too. I think it was a couple of weeks ago now, but an elderly man was shot.
That actually happened. The elderly man, 73 years old, that got shot, they say, for not wearing a mask. That happened while I was up in the bush by where this guy was.
Oh, really?
So we were hearing people talk about it. And basically the guy went in, refused to wear a mask. They say he got unruly, but they just tried to step in front of him. He ended up leaving anyway. Yeah. They said he was driving a little bit swervy in the parking lot, which means nothing.
He was driving a little swervy.
Well, Karen said he was driving swervy. Let's write that down in the official report. Swervy, send the SWAT team.
Holy fuck, they killed him. Those people killed that
they
man
did.
Yeah,
they
look at the riots also. Look at the riots by all the white people in the wake of that too, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the OPP followed him to his house to follow up, and they said, and you got to watch the language that the news actually said with this too. He was obviously fired upon it, and they said he was in possession of weapons. They didn't say he was pointing weapons at them, holding weapons or anything.
Yeah,
he said he had the possession of weapons
in his home, in his house, 300 miles away.
In his house. Yeah,
I have in my hand, Henrik, a military-style semi-automatic assault phone that I could use to any kind of number amount of death, you know, wielded by that thing. Oh, or a lamp or whatever. You know, it doesn't matter. They can just say anything's a weapon. I remember they killed a guy in the airport in Vancouver. Maybe he was a Polish immigrant. He didn't speak English. And he was there for 6 hours. He started getting pissed off, as anybody would, being held somewhere for 6 hours with no explanation. So he starts trashing the place. I would have trashed the place after an hour, let alone six. Patient Poles. And then the RCMP come in, and he's afraid, backs up, and he grabs a stapler. So they taser him and get on top. He died. They, you know, basically suffocated him and murdered him because he held a military-style semi-automatic assault stapler.
There you go.
It's that's the go-to move. Like, and there was four of them, and they're all like judging. They're all over 6'2". They're all over 220 pounds. You can't just arrest an old man, this fat middle-aged Polish guy. You can't. No. And they ask. I remember they asked, "Can we tase this guy?" They're like, "Sure, fuck it." That was caught on camera, and the RCMP covered that all up. It's like, tried to make a new story and tried to hide everything. And I think those guys are still getting paid.
If you put yourself in the shoes of those OPP officers that went to talk to that 73-year-old man, how does it escalate to that? You know what? Your final fucking verdict is going to be a fine. It's going to be a fucking ticket. So 45 bucks, 100 bucks, whatever it is at the time. And that's what you so vehemently want to impose on this guy? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm starting to agree with the left here with the defund the police shit.
Well, I mean, they need to be replaced. They've been recruiting the wrong people for a long time, and it shows. They've got these low IQ idiots.
This is a nuanced thing. As so many issues, right? It's easy to fall into, you're enjoying when you're seeing Antifa being beat up or like hauled off by some federal cops in Portland or something like that. I get it. We can laugh at that a little bit. Come on, it's fine, right? But at the same time, all the shit that they're building up right now, everything that's causing, you know, normal, in this case, middle America, because of the, you know, with the Antifa riots in Portland and stuff like that, Seattle, that gives the justification. Well, they have to do something, right? The cops have to have the means to do what they can to stop this kind of chaos, right? Mm-hmm. And it's like, well, that's why they let it happen to begin with, because at the end of this route is a militarized police force, more surveillance, more control, more just insane fucking weaponry and shit that they're going to have at their disposal. And guess who are they going to use that towards? Mm-hmm. It's not going to be Antifa at the end. They're just useful idiots right now that gives the justification for them to bring this shit in. So we have to like back off and see, wait a minute, this is probably not a good idea that we're heading in this direction, you know?
Big picture, guys.
I actually think I want to go and join the left with the protests of defunding the police, only because, I don't know if you brought this story up or not Hendrick, is Doug Ford here in Ontario. That's the premier of Ontario. Technically, that's like the prime minister of Ontario.
Governor.
But, well, it's like a governor. It's like a governor, but it was actually the prime minister when we originated. It's just the fucking, they federated after Trudeau Sr. But anyways, he basically gave $1.7 million to Anti-Hate Canada to work on anti-hate strategies, to work against anti-Semitism, Islamophobia, whatever else. These are the same people that were running a campaign against Doug Ford. But anyways, if they're giving these people funding, that kind of funding, I'm saying yes, defund the police, because they're going to use these resources to come after people like us.
They already have. They've written extensive articles about Derek and myself more than once.
Right.
And, you know, we've had, I thank goodness, I don't have a job to lose currently, or otherwise I would have, or, you know, they attack your family members, your friends. I was doxxed, death threats, all the regular shit, right? Just for not apologizing, just for not, you know, just for not bending the knee and accepting the, how dare you? Is that man daring to have him destroyed immediately, Jacob? Destroy that man immediately. Use all resources. Call the JDL, the ADL, the LLL, all of them. Call all of them. It's fucking ridiculous. And yeah, Doug Ford apparently has given them money to do that. And it's, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't realize it was a crime.
Doug Ford was a conservative. So Justin Trudeau's liberal. Doug is supposed to be on the other side, and he's still giving money to people that associate themselves with Antifa.
Yeah.
So what the fuck are we doing here?
They're not even politicians anymore. They're just prostitutes. I mean, they're just there to get, they'll do whatever they're paid to do. They're all beholden to special interests and corporations, and they just do what they're told, and they say they can say whatever they want during their campaigns. And then when they get in, they all do the same thing.
Yeah, look at it. Of course. Exactly. You know. And I mean, again, it's that. Actually, I have a segment a little bit later. Hope to get into that with. Did you guys see Nadler, Gerald Nadler, who was denying that it was just a dangerous myth that Antifa is doing violence and shit like that? You know, it's like a
dangerous myth.
Yeah, and then they're all like covering for these just like far left terrorist groups like continuously. We have a whole segment within the elites, with the political system, the banking system, that just like, you know, just support this kind of fucking activity. It's outrageous, but they keep getting away with it, and because it serves a purpose, it serves the establishment in many different ways at the end of it. So that's why they do it.
And I find it hilarious. They think that we're the resistance. Yes, you're the resistance with all of the most politicians. The entire mainstream media, the entire entertainment
industry, the banking system.
Celebrities are bailing you out of jail.
Exactly.
You know, corporations.
Yep. Goldman Sachs, Apple, even fucking BlackRock, the biggest shadow bank in the world. It's just like handing out millions of dollars to support these groups with. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. And this is, you know, I just saw recently that China is just randomly mailing mystery seeds to people in the United States. Have you seen that?
No.
Zero Hedge yesterday.
No.
People are just getting seeds from somewhere, from China, and they don't know what they are. It's just in the hopes that one of them falls out and gets in the ground. Like, what kind of weapon is this now? And like, who's paying for these people? These are not just apparently, all these protests and all this violence. What just happened.
From what I've heard, these Chinese seeds is like salting your fields or something like that. It's like you plant these in your field, it destroys the soil for 10 years or something.
There it is. There it is.
Let's play that. Let me play that, boys, and see what the hell is going on here. I've not heard about this. This is, well, you know, it's going to be some genetic fucking monster plant or something. Yeah. It's going to go pop up.
You have a mystery seed.
We are getting unsolicited packages. Listen to this, containing seeds, apparently from China. The USDA has now put out a warning saying not to open these packages or even plant the seeds. Authorities say anyone who receives one of these packages should avoid touching the contents, carefully put it in a plastic bag, and call the State Department of Agriculture. Officials say the seeds could be an invasive species, which can be detrimental to native plants, insects, and crops, causing great damage to the local environment.
I mean, these people they would do shit like this. There are no qualms about this.
China trying to help. China seeing how hungry Americans are with your failed capitalist system, and you're not having your food, so we mail you the seeds because China, your friend.
Oh my God.
It's so insane.
Jesus.
Like, the things they get away with, the industrial sabotage, now they're just mailing, who knows, God knows what, to people's houses. The return address might as well just be the PLA right on the friggin'
back. Does this feel like, honestly, like, there's never really been that kind of a beef I felt between China and the West, but they've always had it. Yeah. Doesn't it feel like it's being exacerbated now and thrown in our faces by, like, the Epoch Times?
Right.
They are doing a special job of doing it.
Yeah.
The media just blaming it back and forth. China. Like, it's like they're really trying to push for a war between these two.
Yeah, it's true.
Giant Israeli Israeli puppets, let's be honest.
Yes, I agree.
A lot of this was going, especially in Canada, we've been getting just bent over by the Chinese for 20 years. And our previous guy, Harper, sold out a bunch of the FIPA, the FIPA agreement, gave the Chinese government can sue our government if our laws infringe on it, making money. You know, they just run roughshod. And it's been known for a while. And as far as I know, Trump is the first guy to say anything about it. China's not good, not friendly, not a nice place,
China,
not nice guys, China.
We have a full compilation of him mentioning China during his campaign.
Yeah, and so I don't know how it all plays. I don't know where the Israelis are, yeah, very deep in with the Chinese and everything else.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't, you know, maybe he just, he doesn't like them, and he knows about it, and now the fact that he's saying it, all of this really started getting crazy, if you notice, is after when the Hong Kong stuff started kicking off. And China was accusing the United States of fomenting that, which, well, regime change, I don't know, I've never heard of such a thing. We don't know anything about, you know, that's kind of what they do. And I wouldn't be surprised if there was something like that going on.
Yeah.
And then shortly after that, like, and a lot of these are all communist Marxist groups, and this is communist China. I mean, plus 2 = 4. How is that going to hurt China if the United States falls apart? It doesn't. So where's all the money coming from? How are these groups getting all the, where are they getting this lawyer money? Where are they getting all these bus fares, all these cities? Where are these pallets of bricks coming from? We're like,
yeah,
how, you know, like somebody's quarterbacking this. Yes. I strongly suspect an element of that. I'm not saying it's all China, but they're definitely involved. They have, and then the deceit, like they're just a full court attack without a kinetic real attack, but as much as they can find.
They bought off so many politicians too. Look at Feinstein and even Pelosi and all this shit. Like their drivers, one of her drivers were caught or something like that. They were spying on her on behalf of China and shit. They have these people in their pockets, including Silicon Valley, which happily line up and do like tweak their products to fit China. Well, yes, whatever you want kind of thing. They've made their choice, these people, you know?
That FIPA agreement that Rage was talking about earlier that Stephen Harper signed us on to, it allows for Chinese troops to protect Chinese investments if Canada ever becomes politically unstable.
Holy
and we're
shit.
seeing Chinese troops training. I don't know if this video is, it's been circulating. They're saying, oh, it's Chinese troops in BC, which there's been quite a few rumors going around about that.
Right.
So it's in law that they can come here and protect their investments.
Entirely. Yeah. They own the Liberal government for sure. Justin Trudeau's openly, you know, said many, can't stop admiring China and its basic dictatorship. Everything he does is socialist, communist kind of mentality thinking. Chrystia Freeland, Morneau, all of them. And they have investments in China. There's a bunch of ministers that have mortgages backed through Chinese banks.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just everywhere you look, there's red stars coming up all over the place with the Liberal Party, and they're kidnapping our citizens. They don't care. They don't do anything about it. They tried to give our entire telecom infrastructure over to the Chinese Huawei company before the United States interjected and was like, are you insane? Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
And no.
What about our top doctor? Top doctor, Theresa Tam. Yeah.
Our top health official is a Chinese operative. Dr. Theresa Tam, who, as you'll admit, is an Adam's apple larger than mine. Timothy or Terry, whatever the hell you want to be called.
Not only is she Canada's top doctor and health minister, she's also taking a payroll check from being on boards for the United Nations World Health Organization.
There you go.
And they were parroting. Her and Patty Hajdu and all these ministers were literally like talking point right out of the Chinese communist state television, saying that, you know, when Donald Trump and other people were insinuating like this, you know, this is China's fault. Had they contained this, this would never have been a problem. And they said, that's a dangerous conspiracy theory to blame China. And China has nothing. It was like, why is our government going out of its way to defend communist China?
Yeah, it's amazing.
From people like you showed your hand. They own you. You're scared of displeasing your masters is what this is. So they're all, I'm not being facetious or when I say this on my streams and stuff, well, they're traitors. They are literal traitors.
Absolutely.
They work for other countries and other people at the expense of everybody else that lives here. And God help them if anything ever
who is the Chinese spy?
They better have a deep hole to hide in.
Yeah.
The Department of National Defense in the States there actually caught a Chinese operative trying to buy some sort of chemicals from the United States. She was a Chinese lady from Manitoba, or a Manitoba woman. Was caught trying to buy some sort of chemical that's illegal. It's like a stage 5 illegal, and Canada would have no idea what was going on until the Department of whatever you guys have down there stepped in.
We have a level 5 biolab in Winnipeg or outside Winnipeg that was apparently sending dangerous pathogens to China. Story, right?
Yeah, Winnipegger trying to buy chemical weapons is caught by undercover FBI. But this shit happens all the fucking time. And the fact that the, you know, and it was actually interesting. I remember watching the press conference. I think it was out of California. I think it was FBI or something. FBI. And they were talking about how someone that they had employed was just like, you know, stealing as many secrets as possible, just sending it back to the PLA or the CCP. But the fact that this naivety where America and Canada and New Zealand, Australia, something's happening there, where they just like they think they can import people from China, but they're going to have an allegiance to Canada or to USA or to New Zealand, you see, kind of thing. And it's like, are you dumb?
Like, there's also the indirect correlation that you can see without, you know, the eyes obviously giving it away. There's a guy named Adam Shedlinsky who was educated in communist China. He was the lead policy advisor to the Kathleen Wynne government while she was in power. And he also runs the propaganda machine. He's the co-founder of Lead Now. Lead Now gets most of its funding from the Tides Foundation. Tides Foundation, obviously George Soros. So there's the indirect Chinese connection there as well.
It's incredible. The thing.
It's not all just China. I mean, you've got Soros and you've got you know, the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, the DuPont family. What's the one that owns Canada, Derek? I was thinking this last night.
Bronfman. Right? Bronfman.
That's who it is.
Yeah.
Bronfman, the Seagrams.
And they're not Chinese, Seagrams, they're all in bed with each other.
Amish, but yeah, okay.
Yeah, the United States is in the way. It's one of the it's the only last free country, really, in the world that has anything resembling what used the Western world used to be. And if they can successfully turn the United States socialist, that's it for everybody. That's the end of Western civilization forever, for at least a few hundred years or longer. Like, it's not... people are like, oh, don't worry. You know, it doesn't last forever. The Soviet Union lasted a pretty goddamn long time.
Yeah, quite a few decades. Look at the damage.
Going strong. It can outlive you and your children for damn sure.
I want to mention some of the research that I was doing earlier about, I was telling Henrik, I was doing research on NAMBLA. And you guys have been down that road before, but this is my first time going down that road. But I found connections with NAMBLA, these old stories that come out of Manitoba, called the Prairie Fairies back then. And the Chinese restaurants actually used to host gay bar and gay activity in the 70s. And that's where there's a, I forget the guy's name now.
The fact that an organization like that even exists out in the open and isn't immediately firebombed and everyone dragged into the woods and eaten by wolves. The National Man Love Association. Are you kidding me? Alone is
30 years ago this is happening. You know what I mean? Or not 30. I guess it's fucking 50 years ago this shit was happening with China, Marxism.
China
and Marxism. China. Like, it's been going on in Canada forever, probably longer than the States. I think we've been the original target all along.
Not nice. Not good. No.
Yeah, I mean, also, of course, we should not stare ourselves blind, I think, to national allegiances. China is a tool of the globalists. It's a preferred system that they have realized that they can control the population with. Right. And so therefore, you know, and as you said Rage, like, it's by proxy and shit like that. They use a country to do certain things, but they're in the pockets of, you know, Israeli interest, which is in the pocket of international globalist interest, all this kind of stuff, right? So, but it's about control.
A lot of limited, if you're new or people think it stops with the president of such and such country.
Yeah, exactly.
And Trump are the top. And really, there's a whole other pyramid of hierarchy above those people. They're just management. You know, presidents and politicians are just the management. They can be replaced anytime.
Yeah.
They don't make any real decisions, not really. And like you're saying with, you know, like the United States was Israel's proxy for the last 20 or 30 years, destroying all of its enemies.
Still is.
What do we tell them?
What, freedom or something?
They hate our freedoms here in the United States.
What the fuck was the other thing?
Anthrax, something about anthrax and whatever. Just they'll buy anything. These people are fucking stupid. it's ridiculous. You know,
sad,
we did
true.
That for 20 years. And that back then, that was even, they don't even try to lie anymore. Now it's like, Las Vegas. Who shot all these people?
We don't know.
Shut up. Shut the fuck
let's
up.
Let's not even say anything.
They don't even try. We're just doing shit and no one even cares anymore. We're not even going to try and explain anything.
That's incredible. Case in point, Gabriel Wortman in Nova Scotia. We're gonna investigate ourselves. We'll figure out why we shot an unarmed fire hall, and then we killed one of our own men.
Look out! He's got a fire hall.
It's incredible.
And kill. Never go out with a fire hall, boys and girls. You will be shot in Canada for sure on site. There's nothing more dangerous than a semi-automatic military-style assault fire hall.
Oh, that's why it was shot. I didn't realize it was an assault fire hall.
let me get into the issue of the vaccines here. I want to play a clip by Bill Gates here, too. I'm sure you guys have seen it. If not, it's a good time to take a look at it. Strong legal basis for making COVID-19 vaccinations mandatory, right? This is actually the Irish Times, so specifically tied to Ireland. But a lot of other countries are pushing that, too. The UK state media, BBC, also caught pushing forced inoculations and including even microchipping of humans under the gaze of Bill Gates, I guess. But to their credit, I think CBS News actually did a little bit of a pressuring just slightly on the issue, because Moderna, we've talked about it on this show many times. Moderna, this new experimental mRNA vaccine, which admittedly in their own white paper, I read this on air many times, will change your DNA if you successfully manage to deploy the actual payload, if you will, of the genetic strands into the nucleus of the cell, right? So that's kind of worrying. But even admittedly, now the tests that have begun doing, a lot of side effects on this, right? A lot of issues. And Gates was actually pressured by a woman here on CBS News. Check this out, boys, if you haven't seen it.
The Moderna vaccines sound concerning. We looked. After the second dose, at least 80% of participants experienced a systemic side effect, ranging from severe chills to fevers. So, are these vaccines safe?
Well, the FDA, not being pressured, will look hard at that. The FDA is the gold standard of regulators, and their current guidance on this, if they stick with that, is very, very appropriate. The side effects were not super severe. That is, it didn't cause permanent health problems. Moderna did have to go with a fairly high dose.
Live on TV, Bill.
to get the antibodies. Some of the other vaccines are going able to go with lower doses to get responses that are pretty high, including the J&J and the Pfizer. And so there's a lot of characteristics of these.
What's that?
I hate this guy.
Like, he's just going on now. Like, you know what I mean? He's completely avoided the question. Now everybody's
But the FDA, something about the FDA.
The virus, there's a complicated science words.
FDA is gold standard.
It's a gold standard. The FDA.
What are you talking about?
We covered that too. Admittedly, Bill Gates even said that. Like, we have to do multiple doses every season because it keeps mutating.
Oh, yeah.
Just like the flu, by the way, it keeps mutating and comes back. And even your antibodies are dropped after 3 months.
We'll have lifetime customers, and you're going to need a new shot every year. And it's going to be $100 a bop, and every government's going to pay for it.
That's right.
The entire thing is the biggest money-making scam. Just sitting there alone, I was like thinking about, how many, if you need a mask every day, disposable, of course, you might have to change it twice a day to stay safe. You've got 350 million people in the United States alone. That's 350 million masks a day, maybe 600 million masks a day. How many is that per month, per year? Don't forget hand sanitizer and gloves. This is huge. This is tens of billions of dollars, and they're going to they can do it. And then there's Canada, the UK, Spain, Italy, France, Germany. Like, oh man, maybe, billions of masks a day we might have to go through now. This seems to be like an environmental problem. Where's Greta?
It's a fucking joke at this point. Like, they started with toilet paper. It's like, hey, what? Watch what we can get these motherfuckers to buy right here.
Yeah.
And now we've gone from toilet paper to masks to social distancing, and now they're going to stick you with a needle. Yeah. That you have no idea what it's from. And 72% of Canadians are hoping they are okay with mandatory vaccines.
Yeah. Again, depending on where you go. Out here, they did a poll out in Saskatoon.
You don't matter out there. It doesn't matter out there. The polls don't make it to you out there.
It was a radio station somewhere in the city. Like, what do you think about mandatory masks? And it was near 89% of the city said no. Conversely, at the same time in Halifax on the East Coast, 70% said yes. Stay safe, stay home. And the common denominator is that's a liberal city. It voted liberal. It always does. There's liberal universities, but everywhere you go,
the population is so concentrated in Quebec and Ontario with the amount of immigrants that we've brought in here en masse, 1 million a year. It doesn't matter what they vote out west. The election is over. It starts from Atlantic Canada and goes over as soon as Ontario. Once Ontario is done voting, you know who wins, because the rest of the votes across the country don't even matter.
They only need Toronto. Toronto in itself gives them almost a win on its own. And
so
then
when we're doing polls for mandatory masks and mandatory vaccines, all you have to do is convince these third world people that have landed here that, hey, this is good. And there you go.
Yeah.
Now the rest of us have to put up with it.
And the students, they're bribing the students off with you know, relief money, stimulus money, because reasons. They're getting money. Anybody on welfare, they target, like, who's really got very little interest or much to gain from the country doing well anyway? They've basically targeted people on welfare and really low-income jobs.
Did you guys see
this? We're going to give you $2,000 a month. Wow. That is not even close. And they're all spending it. Everybody's just spending it on drugs and alcohol and nonsense.
This is Republicans doing
socialism.
This.
They're paving the way for universal basic income.
Exactly. And so it's this is UBI, and it comes at the hands of the GOP. I mean, it's incredible.
Yeah, it's the same. Like, again, like Trump, no Trump. The window dressing's different. Like, oh, he says some funny things and he burns people. Oh, wow, good burn, Trump. Like, that's fine. But again, let's the bottom line, the facts are, the stats are always trending in the same direction. Tyrannical state control.
Yeah.
Since the 70s, 80s, it's just always going that way. It never turns back. It's not like
you know what? I think everybody should have a machine gun.
We don't need these laws anymore. You know?
They don't do that. No, it never goes backwards. No, it either stops for a little while and then increase. It's like when people get too angry, they just kind of, oh, okay, stop. Just hang on. Let's stop.
Let's back off a little bit.
We'll stop a little bit with the communism. And then in another 5 years, when you calm down, we'll bring in another guy.
It's incredible.
And push the ball down the field.
Yep.
Another 20, 30 yards. Like, it's
I was talking about this on the stream the other day. It's the MAGA people are so involved with Q and patriotism and whatever else that
trust
just
plan.
It's noble what they are. They think they're fighting for against pedophilia. I'm totally against that too.
Yeah,
but you're looking at the wrong targets. They're making documentaries blaming Satanists and stuff like that. When it's like, there's not enough Satanists to be pulling off what they're doing. Sorry.
Well, you
could call them that, but there's far wider common denominators than that.
There's a hat involved of a different sort of dimension.
No. Go ahead.
On the same token, the opposite side is they think they're fighting Nazis.
Of course. Yeah,
which
absolutely.
Has been,
it's a genius plan, the whole QAnon thing, for the bad guys. And it's hilarious. It's the old quote. It's Mark Twain, maybe. It's much more difficult to convince someone they've been fooled than to fool them at all. So no one wants to admit that they were suckered into anything. And I'm like, just listen to it for a minute. The plan is that you are to trust, is to stay home and stay on a couch, and Phantom George Washington is going to take care of everything for you. That is like the get-rich-quick scheme, you know, lottery scratch-tick ticket version of a revolution that I've ever heard. No,
serious Tony Robbins speech.
Serious, real change, like real change requires sacrifice, blood, sweat, tears, and death. It's always the price that you pay. There's nobody that's voluntarily going to give up power. They never have. The French Revolution was not people writing petitions and holding signs in the street. The American Revolution was not. But they're telling you, just stay home, share memes.
Yeah.
Trust the plan.
Yeah, that's
like, are you kidding me? That's like, just get in the boxcar. It's fine. Don't worry about it. Everything's going to be cool. Where would these people be now if there was no QAnon? What would they be doing? Because before the election, when it looked like Hillary was going to win, there was a lot of chatter about. So
can you imagine the minds that have been utilized in this, that if they weren't paying attention to this, if they were left free to find out their own shit, it would be a completely different country than what it is now. But as opposed to, hey, Q is the easiest one. It's the one being presented to you. Whatever is being presented to you is the wrong shit. You have to look for the right shit.
They're moving towards an end game here, and it's entertainment. They're just entertaining people that otherwise could be useful and could be doing something, but they're busy, you know, looking at nonsense and coded nothings. And it's like, nice.
On the same token, some people that have been put onto this have done such good research that they are finding out the loopholes and finding out, hey, wait a second, it's this over here. So you got to give it that.
And look, I mean, this even was a phenomenon that popped up on a poll on 4chan, which is just incredible in itself, right? That when that was starting to take off, and that was incredible how quickly all of a sudden you have boomers on 4chan on poll looking at shit. It was like, what the hell is happening? But they have started censoring like crazy now, the Q accounts and all the kind of stuff too, which on one hand, of course, kind of validates, I guess, internally, see, we're onto something, but then they can continue with the crackdown of the censorship itself, which is basically anything that they deem to be a conspiracy is going to be outlawed. Right. And this...
I would attribute a lot of that Twitter said, like, well, that guy's an idiot anyway. Jack Dorsey, he's got a nose ring and wears a scent. Dude's 50 years old or 45 or something like that. Like, you're dressing like you're 19. Okay, give it up, dude. He thinks he's a child himself, I suppose. But I think a lot of it would stem from probably just celebrity pressure and people in Hollywood and like not liking that being accused of this and that. They can just make a phone call.
Yeah.
Like, oh, Kardashian's on the phone or whoever. Chrissy Teigen, like these people that, they're nefarious scumbags, but that's all it takes. Is just, can you stop this? I don't like it. Okay. They've shut down other conversations just because,
it's also the
people that are harassing don't like it and have the power to have that go away. And they do. Yeah. So
there's an entire generation and group of people that look for the official headline or look for the official statement and they just take it at that. Oh, if it's on CNN, that's truth. Why else would you put it on the news?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, it's a classic limited hangout, like what Nixon called it. You know, when they're like, "That's going to come out. This pedophilia stuff is going to come out. There's nothing we can do about it." So, we'll give them this, and then just run them in circles and really avoid the really bad. Avoid the evidence for sure. You know, we're making Netflix documentaries about Epstein now. At Netflix is run by Susan Rice. Obama's chief of staff. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That's Netflix now. And you're looking at anything on there is going to be propaganda. It's, Hollywood runs the whole thing.
Yeah.
So whatever they're telling you about.
It's an amazing trick, though, isn't it? It's like you're going to give them, yes, there's a lot of this going on, and we're going to corral the message with our giant propaganda tool. They're corralling it in the sense they could even go as far as putting on a giant production and saying all of these Hollywood executives and actors and stuff like that got killed. And maybe they actually will do it. And you're going to feel like you're exonerated. You got what you wanted. All these people, Tom Hanks and whoever else they say is doing adrenochrome, right? But in reality, there are people that are going to make their escape, that are going to utilize what's known as the law of return. And they've even done, primetime television documentaries about this law of return, so it is well documented. They can do whatever the fuck they want to your country, spit on it, leave, go home, and claim citizenship.
And they're focusing on celebrities. Like, we're gonna get Tom Hanks. Like, what is Tom Hanks doing though? He's a guy that allegedly is a pedophile. That's not Jacob the Rothschild. That's not the guy you should be after. That's not Netanyahu
or the people you don't know the names
of. Entertainers, they come and go. We make them in a goddamn factory in Hollywood. Yeah. Yeah. They're disposable. They think they're I'm Tom Hanks, dude. They can crush you and throw you away tomorrow. Yeah. Look, they did Kevin Spacey. Where's Kevin Spacey now? No one even cares.
No.
He was the biggest guy in the world, and now gone. They'll just bring a new one. They can just make them. They mass produce them.
Of course.
In their little factories in Hollywood, and they'll just make more, and that's what everybody's focused on. And these kinds of characters, when they should be looking elsewhere. It's a limited hang. We'll give you some of this, and it's very entertaining. It's a very
entertaining. It'll be fantastic. These people that got to live the life and get paid big money to do acting, these broken souls that have to do the shit that they make them. Yeah. It could be just one giant production, and they think they're all in on it too. Perhaps.
Yeah.
But they'll just be executed for the show as well as they all make their escape to the new paradise.
I guess what I'm trying to say is that the whole thing eventually just comes back to, they just want, it's entertaining. Everybody's just sitting home on the couch when any number of things could have been taking place by now. And like, if there's no kinetic physical action being taken, I don't care how many memes you share or tweets you make or whatever. It's not going to affect anything. It's really not. And this kind of stuff going on, like, what was the FedEx guy? Was this assassin they sent to kill a judge? Or did they even try to kill the judge? Killed her family that was assigned to the Epstein case. A guy dressed as a FedEx driver shows up, shoots her husband and child. That's how serious these people are. This isn't a game.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, we'll kill your fucking family.
Yeah.
Just to make a point, just to send a chill down every other judge in the United States. Oh, you think you're going to put people away, do you? Well, we can get you anytime. It could be a delivery guy, could be a taxi driver, could be a guy dressed as a cop. We are everywhere. And, that's the game they're playing. So that, and why isn't that big news? Like, wow, that kind of got buried because, I don't know, maybe Orange Man bad or whatever, or Tucker Carlson got doxxed or whatever it is. Like, these kinds of things, the real serious, holy shit, what happened? Shh, we'll just bury that. We'll just put that down here.
Hell, the FedEx driver could have been putting in one of those kind of situations where we'll kill your family if you don't go kill this family.
Yeah,
you sure?
Yeah, the whole thing, like,
He's dead also, allegedly, the next day, committed suicide.
Yeah, he's just painted taken out of circulation.
Latino people. Oh, okay. Yes, and Building 7 killed itself also. Like, give me a break. I stopped lying, listening to your lies years ago, you people, with your nonsense.
But there are, like I said, there's that generation and group of people that just look for that headline, just look for whatever they see in the papers, because they don't buy them anymore. They look for the headline for the paper. You look at CP24 in the lunchroom. CNN in the background, and you're just listening to fools like Don Lemon and fucking Anderson Cooper.
Because most of them have jobs and don't have time. You're on a hamster wheel of tax slavery.
Right.
And then by the time you get home, it's like, this is the last thing I'm going to care about. Like, if you're going to watch the news, it's going to be for 20 minutes. You'll glean some headlines and go back to your sports ball.
Yeah.
And that's just, you know, it's very difficult. The control matrix in place is just, it's so well done and pervasive.
It is.
And
you got to give them that. Hey? It's like, well done. You guys got us. I'm pretty sure we've lost, but I'm going to watch it burn.
Nah, we're going to fight. We're going to fight, base. It's not over until it's over. And again, this shit system that they're building, I mean, I know that they're about collapsing it or whatever, but it's not going to stand. It's not going to last. It's not going to work with these type of people that they're that it's spitting out, the type of people that it's producing.
I'm looking forward to the collapse in Canada, because there's a select areas that are going to collapse. There's the other 5 to 10% of us that live in rural Canada. We'll be all right.
Yeah,
boys, we'll wait you guys out.
Let's take a short break here before we continue. There's a number of things more I do want to get into, which has to do with this. It's related to the COVID thing with the censorship. There was a couple of doctors that spoke out regarding the coronavirus and stuff, and it was just Facebook deleted it, YouTube and Twitter, and their Twitter account was locked, and even the domain name you just have a little sample of this before we dive into it here in part two. Wow. The web host Squarespace removed an entire website of this what was it called again, this is the thing, America's Frontline Doctors. They had a press conference. Was this yesterday or today? Maybe this was yesterday. And I forget what it was called, the website there. We'll go through these here later. But yeah, even Squarespace shut down their entire website because it's like, this is deceiving, fraudulent, inaccurate, or deceiving information. And that was it. AmericasFrontlineDoctors.com. That was the address, yeah.
I thought we all understood that 1984 was bad, the book, and seeing people just blindly cooperate with what was obviously, you know, insane. Everyone was like, oh, I would never. And here we are today with, you know, millions and millions of people. Roughly half of us are like fine with it and encouraging, and they go, good, they should shut those people down.
Absolutely. I see so many of these on Twitter and stuff, and it's, oh good, just shut them all down, this is conspiracies or whatever. But boys, let's take a break. Plug some of your stuff. I know that you guys' Twitter are being sacked or hacked all the time. Where are you guys now? Where can we find you? YouTube still, obviously platarmy.com, that's the main place where we can find you, but Twitter, DLive, YouTube, what were your status on those right now?
I do most of my streams on DLive, DLive.tv/RagingHumanist is mine. I do, you know, 3 hours usually Monday and Thursday nights. I'm also on Parler at JMACK674 and Instagram at the same handle, JMAC674. YouTube channel still there, but I think I'm just going to stick to just uploading videos here from time to time, because they're just looking to ban. We're taking abuse constantly. I'm banned for life from Twitter. I think I've got 8 bans now. They've let this guy, the anti-hate people, they follow us around, and they know what we're doing, and they watch what we're up to, and then they report everything we do. So it's difficult, but we're trying to migrate. Also, BitChute. I've got a BitChute channel as well. So
yeah,
you can find me. That's my big stupid face. God, I look old. Look at the wrinkles. Jesus Christ. Could you believe I'm only 24 years old?
That's what socialism does to you, folks. I'm also on DLive. Rance Derek, BitChute channel, same. Derek Rance or Rance Derek. You can look for the skull with the Canadian flag on it. Instagram at Zoolander95, because I feel like fucking Instagram is probably the least amount of censorship so far. Twitter,
Blue
I'm not
Steel?
Sure.
La Tigre? It's the same thing!
Yeah, honestly, look for us on DLive, because YouTube, fuck it. But go to plaidarmy.com. That's probably the best place. We put up all of our alternative media up there, so you can always find the links on plaidarmy.com.
And there's at least a 9 or 10 other guys and girls on there that you know, we kind of share our ideas and videos and stuff with. And go check them out. They're all on there. The Patriots tab there on the top right, and we have got a great guy who runs that website for us for free.
Nice,
because he's awesome. You know?
Nice.
And there you go. So we're all on there.
Oh, we lost our merchandise supplier for offensive. All right. So
I'm sure Anti-Hate put in a complaint.
It's amazing.
We're getting something new, but we were putting out some offensive t-shirts and we lost it. So anyways, something else will be up soon if you want to get merchandise.
All right, well, plaidarmy.com, of course, we'll have the link down in the description. Boys and girls, definitely check it out. These boys do a lot of good work. And of course, how many are associated with the Plaid Army? It's like 20 30 50 100 more.
Oh geez. Anybody that wants
anybody can join. Oh, well, there you go.
Find yourself being a bigot, racist, misogynist, xenophobic, evil Nazi, literally Hitler. You're definitely welcome there.
Well, there we go. But that's about all of us.
It's just a free speech platform, and if anybody we put up wants to talk about something, let them. And if you look like an asshole, let's do it publicly.
Right.
Like the way it should be.
I agree.
Old school, patriotic conservative.
Yeah, there's a lot of good.
Canadians, I would say. I don't necessarily affiliate myself with the Conservative Party itself, but
right.
Yeah, that's what was normal in 1980 is basically. I'm just going to pretend like it's 1980, and all of a sudden everybody's really offended by everything I'm saying and doing. Welcome to hell.
All right, boys, we'll take a short break right here. Stay with us, everybody. We're going to return exclusive at RedIceMembers.com. Part 2 is coming up. All right, boys and girls, we're going to continue in part 2 together with Derek Rance and Raging Humanist from PlaidArmy.com. We're going to keep talking about some of the stuff that's been happening in the U.S., but also in Canada, kind of prepper stuff, where is this going, the kind of collapse, if you will, of civilization, basic functions, as we're entering into an era and a time, really, of, well, mass psychosis. Insanity is striking large swaths of the population, and as they're going on their witch hunts for Nazis and white supremacists and stuff like that, real stuff, real things which people need, like infrastructure, like transportation, like services, is actually collapsing in front of our eyes. And we think, we're going to talk about this, that things are just basically getting worse and worse and worse. And there is a window, there's a time of preparation, getting together, forming communities with good people that you can trust, that you can help out and work together with. So we'll dive into that, including Jared Nadler made some interesting comments about the fact that Antifa, the violence that Antifa is doing in Portland, is just a dangerous myth. Something he said recently. We'll dive into that and get the boys' take on that as well. It's quite funny, actually. We'll play some clips there as well. All right, so that's that. Check us out then at redeyesmembers.com. Get a membership to sign up to tune in to the second part of this interview. A lot of the second hours that we do of our interviews are exclusive for our members. And whether you're just joining us or you've checked some of our previous streams, be aware of the fact that currently the processor that we're using to take online payments, the bank had decided to sever their connections with the payment processor, so we cannot accept payments online. Actually, we can. That's kind of a misnomer. We accept payments through Entropy Stream and also through cryptos, but not instantaneous credit card payments. So we're working on that on the back end right now. We've asked for some help on this issue so we can basically have a buffer in the meantime until we are trying to solve the issue, have another option up and running. But it's hard on the back end. It seems that our company is put on a blacklist of sort. It's just incredible the way we're being targeted. So we've talked about that in previous streams. Check that out if you want all the details. But the point is, you can still sign up. Everything's working. The only issue is you might have to wait a little bit extra to get that account set up. Otherwise, of course, you can renew through the Entropy Stream or through crypto or through the offline payment method, which is basically snail mail for now. This is how crazy things are getting. We're back to snail mail right now. But again, I hope we have an option up and running here in a couple of days so that we don't have to persevere with just sending mail back and forth. But that's the times we are in. Anyway, we appreciate your support, especially in this time. It's vital so that we can continue. If they manage to choke us out altogether, we cannot, of course, keep operating. We need to be able to pay our bills. We need to be able to take care of our operational costs, all the kind of stuff, the usual stuff that people have to deal with. And so do sign up. Please support us. Please help us out in this time. It's incredibly important Otherwise, we are going to be dead in the water, essentially. So thank you so much for your support. Check out the second hour. Of course, we have tons of exclusive stuff as well on redicemembers.com. So we appreciate you guys, and thank you again for your support. It's heartwarming to know that we have so much support out there, so many good people that want to help us out and step up in these crazy times to make sure that Red Eyes can continue to broadcast over the internet and give you shows, interviews, videos, all that good stuff, reports on current events, news, and stuff like that. All right, boys and girls, redicemembers.com. Check it out. Get a membership. We'll see you on the other side of the break. Take care.